Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the holy and faithful ones in Christ Jesus in Ephesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in union with Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us, who are in union with him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish in his presence. He did this in love by deciding in advance that we would be adopted through Jesus Christ for himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he graciously gave us in the Beloved One. In union with him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our transgressions, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us with all wisdom and insight. He has made known to us the sacred secret of his will, according to his good pleasure, that he planned beforehand in connection with him, with a view toward the administration that occurs at the fullness of the times. To unite under one head all things in connection with Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth in connection with him. In union with him, we also were claimed as God's possession because we were chosen in advance according to the plan of the one who is working all things according to the purpose of his will, so that we who first hoped in Christ would be God's possession to the praise of his glory. In union with him, you also, when you heard the message of truth, the good news of your salvation, and when you believed in him, were marked with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, which is the down payment of our inheritance, until our redemption as God's own possession, to the praise of his glory. Because of this, I also, after hearing of your trust in the Lord Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones, do not stop giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give you spiritual wisdom and revelation in your knowledge of him, since the eyes of your heart have been enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance that will be shared among the holy ones, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, which is the same working of his mighty strength that he worked in Christ when he raised him from among the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above every ruler and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and appointed him as the head over all things related to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way.